tell me, what were things like out there for you?
It was amazing. It was historic. There were over 2,000 9/11 truthers out there today, and we led a silent march earlier this morning during the period of time when the planes hit while they were reading the names. That happened this morning. So at the time that the planes hit 5 years ago, today, now in some time zones yesterday, we were there, and then we had the, quote, permit to have a, quote, sound device. So I was able to bullhorn for several hours later in the afternoon, and it was just, it was amazing, and there's been a total shift. 2 years ago, I was here at Ground Zero. And I'd have to say about half the police, maybe 25% of the firemen, didn't like 9/11 truthers. Now the police literally rolled out the red carpet, even on video, because I had four different camera crews of my own there. The police on tape were saying, we believe you, we want an investigation, we know there's a cover-up. All of the firemen had now educated themselves. They're like, yeah, we know Bin Laden's CIA, we know about Operation Northwoods, we checked it out. And it was incredible. There were a few people there, I would say the vast minority, that were screaming and cussing at us or grabbing on us, and the police would quickly back them away. And, of course, then Bill Doyle, the head of the biggest 9/11 victims group, has now gone public saying that he believes clearly the evidence shows that 9/11 is an inside job, and I talked to him a few weeks ago. He said that most of the members of his big 9/11 group, the folks that tried to sue Saudi Arabia and were blocked by George Bush and James Baker from doing it, and there is a clear connection there, but it's at a mid-level, they were blocked. So he now believes that the evidence clearly shows it's an inside job. And we have Bill Christensen, of course, ran an entire division of the CIA, one of the highest level people to go public, saying clearly all the evidence shows an inside job. So there is a cascading effect here. And I brought up the victims' families because, you know, the controlled mainstream press was all day was throwing the same pitch. Hey, listen, maybe some of the families don't like it. And I would say, listen, regardless, even if they didn't and were ignorant, we're sad for them, but this is a crime that affects us all. 9/11 is being used to take our freedoms. And so we're here to expose it. We're here to speak out against it. But then I would just point out the polls that have come out, and I would point out the fact that the families have gone public. And I had a lot of the family members, victims, emergency workers come up and hug me, come up and hug us and tell us thank you. So, again, the majority now believe 9/11 is an inside job. And, of course, we have the polls. We have a Zogby poll, 68% believe there's a cover-up. 42% believe inside job. Scripps Howard News Service, 36% believe inside job. Even higher numbers than that believe in a cover-up. And one of the big shifts, and a lot of police would talk on camera, which was amazing. I mean, I had police captains smiling at me, and I'd say, what do you think about Operation Northwoods? I've looked at it. Thanks for what you're doing. Keep investigating. We were wearing black T-shirts that said, investigate 9/11. And it was just amazing. But one of the big reasons they're really awake now is that, of course, we've been reporting on this for 5 years, that about 40 stories of the two buildings combined literally just disappeared. That's what percentage they've calculated turned into, quote, pulverized dust. And they were built out of course, asbestos. There was mercury. There was lead. There was the concrete, all very, very toxic concrete full of lime. And when all of this got aerosolized, that huge shower thousands of feet in the air that went all over Manhattan and blew into New Jersey and the Bronx and everywhere else, when all of that happened, the EPA immediately showed up in hazmat outfits. They're people in total head-to-toe basic spacesuits almost, earth suits. They showed up and but told the firefighters, police, emergency workers, the military, the nearby schools, hey, reopen, everything's fine. This dust is completely normal. The air quality is normal. And it turns out, of course, it's not just that the government was wrong or ignorant or didn't know. Now the documents have been released by the city of New York that had seen them. The feds are having to admit that they knew it was totally deadly, and they went ahead and didn't get the proper breathing equipment and just literally didn't care. And then Christina Todd Whitman was ordered.
Well, let me ask you this, Alex. Let me get a few words in here with you.
Oh, sure. I'm running on here. Thank you.
And just want to let you know that you are constantly in our minds, and you do a great job following up on things. But I mean, are you saying, when you say it's an inside job? I mean, do you not believe that Al Qaeda and Bin Laden had anything to do with this?
Well, George, I would love some nights to just do a 9/11 program and be able to run through that, and I can break down how it was all done. And it's just monstrous. It's all cloak and dagger. It's so huge.
Yeah, but tell me about the Bin Laden tie-in. You don't believe it happened?
Let me be clear. Al-Qaeda, known as Al-Qaeda, is a creation. Okay, Zbigniew Brzezinski, former National Security Advisor, founder of the Trilateral Commission, brags that he created what today is Al-Qaeda, that actually started the war with the Russians in Afghanistan. The Senate Report 99 admits that the war on Serbia was started by Al-Qaeda, funded by the United States. They attacked the Serbs. When the Serbs fought back against Al-Qaeda, LCI-ADA, then we demonized them, went over and attacked them and leveled them and used depleted uranium on them. And I believe Ahmed Dinajad actually works for the New World Order. Iran is controlled by the New World Order. And I've done so much research towards, we haven't done a show on this. And just the sophistication, the diabolical levels to all of this, it's the very same Muslim extremists were using 53.
But you believe there are Muslim extremists out there who hate us?
Yes, but they are wind-up toys.
They may be.
Of the New World Order, and they are controlled, and all of this is emanating out of the bowels of Western intelligence agencies, period. And by the way, George, it's absolutely free. My new film, Terror Storm, that I spent a year making, we uploaded it the first day to Google Video, so people just go to Google Video later, tomorrow, next week, whenever, and they type in Terror Storm. I made an $85,000 film, a lot of money for me. And I just put it out for free. That's how important it is. Terror Storm, right at 2 hours long, and it details the history of government-sponsored terrorism.